This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein talks about the Jewish laws concerning keeping kosher.
Today, we conclude our discussion of dietary laws by focusing on the moral and spiritual purposes these laws serve. For starters, kosher dietary rules make their observers aware of their responsibility to treat creation kindly. For example, in Leviticus 22, we are prohibited from slaughtering a cow and its calf on the same day. We are also to send a mother bird away before taking her eggs. So, kosher observance teaches us to have reverence for all of life, and it reminds us that it is our duty to be holy even as we engage in the trivial act of eating. For us Jews, it's as if the table is our altar, the food our sacrifices, and our bodies holy vessels for our souls. All of our habits, even eating, should set us apart from others, to remind us ourselves that we are holy and unto God. This ritual of observing kosher dietary laws helps make this possible. Whether we fully understand them, why we can't eat pork or shellfish, God's commands are absolute and intended for our benefit, which means we must still follow them. Obedience of the kosher dietary laws demonstrates our willingness to yield our will to His. And my friends, that's a good lesson for us all.
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.